Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by womenaboutbiz.net, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Happy Monday to you. This is Queen Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this beautiful day, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a huge success. I trust that you all had a beautiful, beautiful weekend and that you are ready to make it happen this January 2024. Again, a big happy new year to all of you. I am so glad that we have a full board today and we have a lot to share with you. So let us first get started with going to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning and to have yet another day to accomplish our business dreams and goals, Lord. Bless us, O Lord, as we pursue being queens of our empires, taking action, and being the leader that you would have us to be. Let us not procrastinate on our business goals and tasks, but Lord, help us to be steadfast, unmovable, and unshakable. We ask for a special blessing over all of those women that might be struggling with debt, feeling alone and isolated, and Lord, just not sure which way to turn. Let them know, Father, that they are not alone. Give them those feelings of inner peace and strength, Father, and send those resources to them, Lord. And yes, Lord, send us as well, Father. Father, we thank you so much for all the blessings that you have given us, and we embrace and accept all those blessings that are yet to come, Lord. Thank you so much for the Successful Woman Radio Show and for all of our listeners that support the show, dear Lord. Father, I ask that you give me the ready recollection of words and resources to share with our listening audience, Father, as we prepare our minds for greatness every day this week, Lord, and as we move forward, Lord, in pursuing our purpose for that you have for us, Lord, and being a living testimony. In Christ's name we pray, amen. Oh, yes, so this is such a wonderful time to be in this new year, and we have so many things that we have to look forward to. Our theme all this January is building blocks for a successful startup. And I think that's very important. And even those of you who have already started your business, this is something that is going to be kind of a refresher that can help you. Now, today I'm going to be sharing with you the topic, creating a business plan. I'll be telling you about some tools that can be used when creating your business plan, as well as the important information that should be included in your plan. Now, we have an exciting show lineup also today. We're going to go back over those five questions of business leadership one last time. I'm carrying it over into January. And then, of course, I'm going to be sharing with you what's going on over in our member portal as well. So let us go ahead and just get started. You know, we had the five questions of business leadership for 2023, and what I've decided to do is to carry it through just for the month of January, because I really want those of you who have been listening to these five questions of business leadership, I really want you to take notes this month. And I want you to schedule asking yourself every single day this month. That is my challenge to you. So starting off, question number one, ask setting your business foundation. You know, this is a new year. You want to set your foundation properly. You don't want to move through, you know, all of the other months, have it first quarter already passed you by, and you have not set your business foundation, okay? So that's very important. There are five core areas that I have identified for setting up your foundation. Core area one is legal structure and setup. okay? If you haven't created your LLC yet and then gotten your tax EIN, this is a good time to go ahead and do so. Why? Simply because having your LLC, having that tax EIN is going to help you to become that professional business that you want to be. It's going to give you that professional stance. It's also going to protect your personal assets, and it's going to allow you to build your business credit. Here's core area two. Core area two is strategic planning. What? Strategic planning, right? So you have to ask yourself, what do I want to experience in my business this quarter? What is it that I will do to support my vision and goals? And how will I implement the tasks that are needed to support my goals? And who will I delegate these things to? And so, again, this is very key to become a strategic planner, to pinpoint and focus and zone in on exactly what you want. Here's core area three, have I developed a power team outline? Again, have I developed a power team outline? This is important because if you're planning to scale your business, and even if you're in the startup phase and you're wanting to see your business grow exponentially, you know, even within this first 6 months of the year, it's important for you to understand that you can't do everything by yourself. And therefore, you need to develop your power team. A power team is simply a group of professional individuals, most whom have their own businesses, right, servicing others, but they are experts in a particular area of business that you need help with, right? Whether it's a web designer, whether it's a copywriter to help you with your content, whether it's your social media manager, whether it's an attorney, an accountant, a bookkeeper, whatever it may be. These are the professionals that help to make up your power team, and you as the CEO get to identify what professionals you want on your power team. Now, that word power team is an internal word, so you don't have to go around saying, I need you on my power team. However, that word, it means to infuse power into your business by adding a team. Okay, and this is going to help you scale. So it's important that you vet all of the people who are going to be helping you, right? You want to have referrals. You want to look at references. You want to look at their work and make sure it's the quality of work that you're expecting for your business, right? Very important. Core area number four, now we're moving into something that you have to take action on, and that is you've got to automate your marketing. We're living in a time now where social media and marketing your business online is not just a simple choice anymore, right? It's that if we've got 80% of everybody online throughout the day, then that's where you've got to meet everybody at. And so it's important for you to really start getting familiar with marketing automation. What does it mean? What do you need to do to automate your business? And then here's core area five. Are you prepared to receive the money, right? This is very important because so often you can have many things ready in your business, and then when it comes time for someone to pay you, you have hiccups because you don't have certain things already set up. So these things help to set up the financial portion of your foundation, your business checking account, your bookkeeping system, your merchant account to accept and receive credit cards and information, and then also your cash flow. Okay, your cash flow is basically a spreadsheet where you are looking at the monies coming in and the monies needing to go out. And there are multiple types of cash flow, but the most common is going to be your real-time cash flow, which you are completing every single week, right? You are utilizing this perhaps in the beginning of your business as a bookkeeping system, which is perfectly fine. And then there is a projected cash flow. Perhaps you have a project, perhaps you have a book you're writing, perhaps you're adding new services, and you want to project and see how much money you could make and what the expenses would be so that you can make a solid decision, then projected cash flows can really help you out on that, okay? And so, again, Cash flows are very important, and it is important that you become the queen of your cash flow, okay? Here's number two in the five questions of business leadership. What are my top three business goals this month? Again, what are my top three business goals this month? This is very important. As you know, we've beefed it up at Women About Biz where goal setting is concerned. We have a full goal setting program. And if you're not a part of that yet, we certainly invite you to become a part of it. Simply go to member.womenaboutbiz.net. Again, member, no S on the end of that, just member, member.womenaboutbiz.net. And when you go there, then you will select your membership option, and then from there you'll be having access to the Women About Biz Crown Portal, okay? Very important. Now, the one thing that I really want to impress upon you is that you cannot do without goal setting in 2024 if you're planning on being successful. And I just want to let you know that. You cannot go without goal setting. So at this point and juncture in your business, it's important for you to do things right. And everything starts with your vision and then your goals, right? Because goals support vision and tasks support your goals. And so it is important that you get this hierarchy correct and that you properly goal set so that you can start manifesting those things that you want in your life and your business. So again, one of the things that I am so excited about these questions, as I looked over them, I didn't want to let these questions go. Every year I do a whole new set of questions, and I was like, why am I stuck on these questions? And I realized that these questions are very fundamental and vital for the small business, which is why this month I'm challenging all of the Successful Woman Radio listeners to ask themselves these questions every single day. Schedule it in your planner and ask these questions of yourself. Now, as you ask these questions, you really need to have a notepad out because you're going to be answering these questions, and your answers may dictate to you that you need to take some form of action because something isn't done, something isn't correct, or you haven't carried a task all the way out. So you definitely need to have your notepad while you're asking yourself these questions, okay? And then, of course, question number four is very important. Am I being consistent with marketing and communications? Again, am I being consistent with marketing and communications? This question is important because consistency is going to be one of the keys to your success. And marketing and communications is one of the biggest things when you're talking about operating your business. Now, you couple that with automating your business and you have a sure win, okay? Last but not least, number five in the five questions of business leadership is, on a scale of 1 to 10, what's your belief level? Again, on a scale of 1 to 10, what's your belief level? Of course, your belief level is definitely tied directly to your actions. So if you say you believe in something and yet don't take action, you've got to go back and take a look at, hey, what kind of belief do I have here? Because nothing's motivating me to take action. Or do I believe in that? Is it something that I really want to do? You've got to go back and you've got to evaluate, because if you think about it, everything that you truly want, everything that you've wanted to do, that you've been motivated to do, you take action on, right? So this is key for you to keep that in mind and always be self-evaluating, always taking a look at yourself to help you get better, right? To help you build your skills and your strengths. So there you have it, the five questions of business leadership. If you want to see these questions in print, maybe copy them and paste them onto a document, you can easily go log into your member portal at Women About Biz, member.womenaboutbiz.net. And then, of course, once you're logged in, just look in the left-hand menu, go all the way down to the bottom, and you will see podcast and click on resources. And the resources are there with the questions, the five questions of business leadership. So definitely take a look at that. So glad you are here. I want to go ahead and go right into preparing your mind for greatness, because there is nothing like it. And I want to stick with the scripture, Philippians 4, 6 through 8, such a powerful scripture. It says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, which surpasseth all understanding. Now, how beautiful is that? Which surpasses all understanding. So we're not going to understand everything, because God is omnipotent. He is amazing. And some things and some decisions that our Father makes, we are not going to understand the bigger picture in that, okay? But this is what I love. It says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think on these things. Think on these things. You see, we need to know that God wants great things for us. So it's important for you not to wait to be validated by anyone. You don't need authority from anyone to be successful. You don't need authority from anyone to create a financial stream of income. You don't need that. God has already validated you, and he's already given you that authority. Your role in all of this is that you need to have the right kind of belief so you can get excited and motivated within your own self and take action. And there is no better belief than unshakable faith, that level of belief so deeply rooted within you that you are compelled to take swift and immediate action. How important is that, right? So I want you to understand about belief and how important it really is, and preparing your mind for greatness every single day. Give God the first fruits of your day, and you will surely be glad that you did. I want to go ahead and move right on into announcements, okay? Right on into announcements. We still have so many people contacting us late about the 7 days of Christmas. Guys, Christmas is over. And we had so many people take advantage of the top five services, which were the five-page Google website, Clarity and Focus Challenge, Silver Club membership, virtual assistant package, and the LLC corporation. Those were the five services that were the top five that we offer big, huge, deep discounts, more than 50%, right? And so a bravo to all of you who took advantage of that. Now, for all of you that did not get the opportunity, because we're getting an email from a lot of people saying, I didn't know about this or what have you. But guys, we really did. We loaded up on the emails, and we tried to communicate in the best way that we could. So with that said, if any of you were interested in any of these top five services and you did not know about it or what have you, you can send us, and only for this week, this isn't going on in any other week, but you can send us an email to membersupport@womenaboutbiz.net, membersupport@womenaboutbiz.net, and you can inquire about the discount on those particular services. Just say, hey, I didn't see it in my email, I went to junk mail, or I somehow missed all of this, and I really want to take advantage of it. And it's only for the top five services that most people purchase: five-page Google website, Clarity and Focus Challenge, Silver Crown Club membership, virtual assistant package, and the LLC corporate package, okay? So again, I definitely just wanted to bring that up and let you know that, you know, the recourse or the action you need to take, if this is something you really want to take advantage of, it should be to email us at membersupport@womenaboutbiz.net. Again, membersupport@womenaboutbiz.net. And then from there,
we will be able to take care of you.
Okay. Now, our January goal planning is in full bloom. We've got the goals planner all uploaded, ready for you to print off and take action on. I really recommend to all of you who are in the goal setting program, you know, go ahead and get a half inch or a fourth inch three ring binder and then a 12-month tab by Avery. They have the best ones, right? 12-month tab system that's going to run from January through December. And then each month, what you're going to do is you're going to print out the goals planner that's provided through your membership at Women About Biz, and you're just going to follow the directions and set your three goals, and you're going to journal. You're going to journal each of those days so that you can stay in touch with, you know, with your business, okay? Very, very important. We are setting the schedule for open office this month. We definitely will keep everybody informed of that. We've got a very, very special program that I want to share with you, and it's called Clarity and Focus Challenge. Now, the Clarity and Focus Challenge is blending into our goal setting program a little bit here, but the whole purpose of the Clarity and Focus Challenge is that before you really set your vision, it's really important for you to gain some clarity and some focus on what it is that you're trying to do this year, right? So this is very, very important because it's so easy to get caught up in the daily business grind, you know, things we do over and over in our business, either because they've become a habit or because we don't have the clarity to do anything different. And, you know, the problem is that most of the time no revenue is being generated and you're not getting positive results from all of the busy being busy that you are involved in, right? So, again, I want to give you some examples of daily grind and say, hey, if you can relate to this, then you definitely need to be in the Clarity and Focus program as well. Doing the same marketing over and over again in your business every day, even though it doesn't seem to be working. Saying yes and involving yourself in activities that are taking you further away from your business goals. Or what about always saying what you're going to do to improve things in your business, but you never make it happen? These are all just a few examples of how it's easy to let things continue to be cloudy in your business without clarity and focus. And when you're that way, forget the New Year's resolution. You're not going to be able to set your vision or to create that resolution because you're not clear on what it is that you want, right? So this is what the Clarity and Focus Challenge is all about. It's running from today all the way through February 3rd. It is not too late to get yourself registered. Simply go to womenaboutbiz.net, click on programs, and select the Clarity and Focus Challenge, and you'll be able to get yourself signed up in that program right away. Now, this 28-day program, it includes a 28-page business clarity journal, weekly clarity and focus calls every Monday at 7:30, focus for business women audio, and access to business clarity and focus group, okay? So you get quite a bit with this program. Now, if you are a silver member, it's included in your silver package. If you are a bronze member or a guest, then there is a fee, and it's located right on the website. Go to womenaboutbiz.net, click on Programs, and then Clarity and Focus Challenge, and you'll be able to sign up and pay the minimal fee to get up, to be a part of this particular challenge. So glad that we're doing this challenge. And, you know, again, a lot of people, last year we focused on vision, but what we really want to do is give people clarity and focus first, and then you can get clear on your vision and your goals, right? Very, very important. So, again, keep that in mind. The Clarity and Focus Challenge has begun. It's never too late to sign up. Go ahead and get yourself signed up for that, okay? Also want to make sure that everyone knows and understands how to use our member portal. So we will be hosting a member orientation this Thursday. Again, member orientation this Thursday at
8 p.m. We'll be sending out messages to everyone so that you can mark your calendar and have the Zoom code available to you. But again, member orientation, which is we're gonna go over the member portal, show you where everything is, talk about some ways to participate as a member of Women About Biz. Okay, with that said, we're going to go ahead and go right into our topic for today, which is we're going to talk a little bit about creating a business plan, okay? And I'm going to also be looking up a couple of other things here on the business plan, because there are two types of business plans that you need to know about. There is the executive business plan, and then there's the working business plan. And I want to bring both of these up so that I can share it with you, okay? So the first thing I want to do as we talk about creating a business plan is to let you know that as the CEO of your business, you're always going to be planning your business all throughout the lifespan of your business, okay? Starting a small business is an exciting venture. It really is, but your success will often hinge on careful planning. And this is why in the 5 questions of business leadership, we talk about strategic planning and how that is a key to your business foundation because of this very thing. Listen, a well-thought-out business plan serves as a roadmap that will help you to navigate the challenges and capitalize on opportunities. So during this particular session, this episode, we're going to explore the essential tools and steps that you will need to create a thorough business plan for your small business, okay? So first, let's talk about the tools that you're going to need, okay? I think really just utilizing Google Docs is a great word processor to use. I've seen people recently talking about using Canva, but Canva, even though it has a text box that you can use, it's not really a full editable word processing software, okay? It's focused more on graphic design and incorporating content within the design, which is different than just regular word processing. So I highly encourage you to use a word processing, some like Google Docs or WordPress, okay? And then you're going to need a spreadsheet software as well, like Google Sheets or Microsoft Excel, and then you may decide also using some type of presentation tool like Microsoft PowerPoint or Google Slides. So again, want to keep you up to date on that. Now, while there are some business planning softwares that are out there, yes, there are some easy business planning software that are out there, but what I want you to understand is that there is nothing like doing your business plan on your own and doing it from scratch. It's not difficult. And one of the things that we want to make sure you know is that Women About Biz is here for you to help you with your business plan if you need that assistance. So I'm going to give you one website in particular that I actually like for business plan. It's called Live Plan, L-I-V-E. P-L-A-N, again, Live Plan, okay? Now, Live Plan not only gives you some really good business plan templates, but they also help with your financials, and they also basically have some great business plan examples that you can kind of follow. So again, that's Live Plan, L-I-V-E-P-L-A-N. Now, with that said, I want to go back to talking specifically about steps to create a thorough business plan, okay? So oftentimes, there are 2 kinds of plans. There's an executive plan. An executive plan is a plan that usually your financials are prepared up to 5 years out, because investors and bankers, they want to see, you know, what you're actually projecting, okay? Also, in an executive executive business plan, you're going to have the executive summary that gives a snapshot of your business, including its mission, its visions, its goals, okay? And the whole purpose of the executive summary is to grab the reader's attention and give a quick overview of what your business plan is all about, okay? So it's basically going to repeat what the business plan is all about. And as they continue to read the plan, they will be able to confirm what's already been said in the executive summary throughout the plan itself, okay? And then, of course, you're going to have your business description. You know, a detailed description includes your products and your services, your target market, and the competitive advantage. It's this section that you oftentimes are going to see a comparison chart. You will see individuals do some research on their competitors and basically identify between one and three competitors that they can show, hey, this is what we're going to do to have that competitive edge, okay? So it's important in your business description that you clearly define your value proposition and also explain how your business meets the needs of your target audience, right? And again, in the business description, again, it's composed of, right, a description of your products and services, who your target market is, and the competitive advantage, okay? In other words, what's your competitive edge here over most businesses that are already doing something similar to what you're doing, okay? And then you have your marketing estimation section where you're going to conduct thorough market research to understand your industry trends. Again, more of your target market and your competitors. So you're going to provide those insights. And this is where a software like liveplan.com kind of comes into play, okay? Next, you'll talk about organization and management. Outline your business structure. Who is your management team? What about you? Do you have a short bio to include, okay? Why are these individuals your key personnel or key players in your business, okay? Being that you are a small business, think of the contractors you may need to hire to complete certain tasks and define those roles and those responsibilities. This shows anyone who's an investor or a bank that's reading it, this shows them that you're not expecting to do everything yourself, right? You're not trying to be a jack of all trades here. And this is very important to bankers and investors, right? And the reason why is they want to know that you have that CEO mindset. They want to know that you get it and that you understand that in order to grow and scale, you're going to need other people on your team to make that happen, okay? And then, of course, you're going to, again, do details on your product and your services. This is where you're going to really break it down in this section, your product or service section, okay? And then your sales strategy, your marketing and your sales strategy. One area of your marketing that's separate from this is basically giving the current trends in the industry, competitive analysis, that type of thing. Then there's a second marketing section that's specifically internal that's talking about marketing and sales, how you're going to identify your target audience, how you're outlining your pricing strategy, what your promotional activities are going to be, right? And it's within the marketing and sales strategy that you include a sales forecast. Usually in an executive plan, that sales forecast is going out projected for 5 years, okay? And then, of course, you have a section for your financial projections where you're showing them your break-even point, right? This is very important, your balance sheet, and your cash flow. So you have to provide assumptions behind your forecast and use realistic figures that are supported by your market research and your industry benchmarks, which is very, very important, right? Now, if you're seeking external funding, clearly articulate how much funding you're going to need, how you intend to use it, and the expected return on investment. It's important for you to be transparent about your financial needs and showcase the potential for a profitable return. That's what banks and investors want to see. So crafting a thorough business plan is a critical step, right, for your small business success. And by utilizing the right tools and following a structured approach, you can articulate your vision, analyze your market opportunities, and secure the resources you definitely will need to bring your business ideas to fruition or to grow your business with much needed operational capital. A well-prepared business plan, ladies, not only serves as a roadmap, but as a tool to attract investors. It's been too many people creating business plans, and then the plan is just sitting in a binder on their desk or in a closet, but the plan is never actually implemented or used. And so this is where the problem comes in at. When you have challenges and obstacles in your business, they can be fixed, but not if you have not been following your business plan. This is why a plan is so very, very important. Now, for those of you that say, you know, I don't know if I want to project out 5 years or what have you, there's another business plan that I have coined, working business plan. That's what I call it, the working business plan. And it's more concerned with where you're going your first 30 days, 90 days, 3 months, 6 months, a year. A working business plan goes out to a year, and the whole purpose of the working business plan is for you to implement and set up a blueprint to get your business up and going and started, or to improve your business, right? So a business plan can be used at any time. It's not just for startup businesses. You know, again, most of the time after you've started your business, most businesses will create a version of their business plan, maybe a strategic plan that's focusing and zoning in on particular products or services, but it's still a plan. But in the working business plan, it's a little bit different in that you are still creating that mission statement. You're having an objective. In other words, what will the outcome be for your business as a result of your mission? You're going to talk about management, service products, customers, all of those same things, competition. But we also have included office setup, right? What are your daily office procedures? What will you do each day that will result in the sale of your service or product? What bookkeeping system will you use? So in office setup, we remind you of these things. And then under finances, we talk about that as well in the working business plan. But we also have a section in the working business plan that we entitled networking. Who needs to know about your new venture and why? And what contracts do you need to have? And why do you need to know them? What can they help you with? What contractors can help you with? What vendors can help you? What other business associates can help you? Okay. And then contact management. And this is very important, in especially when you're starting out. But what I've discovered is a lot of seasoned businesses don't have a good contact management system either, right? But you need a simple but effective contact management system to help keep up with names, phone numbers, and addresses of all of your people who have opted into your system for one reason or another, whether it was for a free offer, whether it was an inquiry, what have you, okay? A good contact system, you might want to try Capsule CRM. That's spelled CapsuleCRM.com, CapsuleCRM.com. And then a great cost-effective email marketing system that I absolutely love is MailerLite.com. Okay, I'll spell that out, MailerLite.com, MailerLite.com. And as a matter of fact, MailerLite has a full free service that offers incredible features and allows you to have up to 1,000 subscribers before you actually need to pay. And then even when you do pay, their pricing is very good. It's very reasonable, okay? And of course, I'm sharing all of this with everyone because we have to set our foundation properly. It's time for us to gain that business clarity and focus needed. I want to work with you on your resolution and your vision, but what's more important is you're planning out your business and then also gaining that clarity. So if you're listening to the show today and you haven't registered for the Clarity and Focus program that we're getting ready to launch today, then you really need to go to womenaboutbiz.net select programs and then clarity and focus, and you can read all about it and click the sign up button to get yourself signed up. It's something that's very, very important. So I've just shared with you information about writing your business plan. And of course, again, there are two types, the executive plan, which basically is forecasted out about 5 years. And then there is the working business plan, which is more concerned with what's going on within your first year. If you are a member of Women About Biz, you can indeed, and as a matter of fact, I'm actually going to check it, but I do believe that the working business plan outline is located in the Knowledge Center. Let me just take a look at that. Let me just go in here and look and see where it is. I believe it very well might be in the business startup category. So if you go in business startup and look for working business plan, you should see, yeah, it is in the business startup category, writing your working business plan. So definitely we already have that in there for you. So all you need to do is go read that and follow the outline. And of course, feel free to schedule that power talk so that you can get assistance with completing your working business plan, okay? I hope you guys are truly enjoying the show today and that you're taking some good notes as we move on and talk about ways to make your business better. I also want to remind everyone that you definitely need to make sure that you go and log into your member portal and check and see all of the new things happening for the membership at Women About Biz. And again, I want to thank all of you for being longtime listeners. Those of you who've been listening quite a long time, I want to thank you so very, very much. And I want to, again, wish you all a happy, happy, happy new year. You know, keep in mind that success is all about you taking action. It's all about you having the belief in yourself to know that God already put inside of you everything that you need to be successful. With that said, have a productive week. Take care, everybody.